WKGC, your local public radio station at 90.7 FM and HD. I'm Tori Shea, sitting in for Captain Kirkman, and I'm not sitting here by myself. Tom and Brandon and the folks from Florida Fish and Wildlife are here today as our guests. There's a lot of green in the studio, and Brandon followed along and wore his green shirt along with the FWC folks.
I didn't get that memo.
Gotta wear green.
Yeah, I didn't get it either, but you look adorable, Brandon, and ladies, you look lovely and great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. We have Becca Nelson.
Good morning.
And also Katie Woodside. She's a freshwater fisheries biologist.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for coming very much. A lot of freshwater fishing, lots of places around Bay, Gulf, Franklin counties and the surrounding areas to have some fun freshwater fishing. And you've got a beautiful new video to entice us all to the Chipola River. Yeah. So tell us a little about the video.
Okay. Well, the video is entitled Flow, the Chipola River Story. So you can either find it by going on YouTube to our Trophy Catch Florida channel, or if you just type in your search engine Chipola and the word flow, F-L-O-W, then I'm sure it will pop up. And pretty much what we did is we took Meredith McCord, who's an IGFA International Game Fish Association top female angler, and she really was interested in going out to the Chipola River to do some fly fishing for shoal bass, which is a unique black bass species that we have here in the Florida Panhandle. And she was interested in setting some line class records out there. So we took that opportunity to use that to promote awareness of the Chipola River, shoal bass, and some conservation efforts that we have there.
Great. I did watch a little bit of the video, and then Professor Kirkman said I had to go back to work.
He's mean.
He is mean.
He's mean, and he's not here.
So I didn't get to watch it all, but it looked like, beautiful production as well. It's some incredible scenery out there on the Chipola River.
Ooh, and some nice drone shots. You guys are just on it with this one. I'm sorry, I'm watching the video as we're talking here,
it's
and I'm going, wow,
pretty
that's
amazing.
A good drone work, too.
Well, I can't take full credit for that. I mean, we did have a professional videographer with us. We, you know, also had the support of Trout Unlimited and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as obviously the FWC folks. But so I can't take full credit for the videography. That definitely was not us. But we did, you know, obviously bring the boats and take people out and scout out the sites. So.
Right.
It's it's very nicely shot. It's a look. I dare some turn the sound on because we're talking on here right now. But it really looks like a very interesting video. I'll have to take a look at that when I get a chance.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the science behind this. You are collecting research as you're doing this?
Not during the video per se, but we started about in 2007. We started getting more into depth and studying shoal bass on the Chipola River. So there wasn't a lot of information about shoal bass, so we started off doing like a population estimate as well as angler surveys to determine you know, what catch rates were, what effort was directed towards shoal bass, do we need to change the regulations for shoal bass, as well as just basic biological information, life history information, age and growth, mortality, what are their spawning habitats, etc. So we definitely learned a lot, and that kind of rolled us into some more of these conservation efforts to restore bank habitats. So, like I said, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as the Nature Conservancy, did this whole threats assessment of where are the areas in the river that need the most help? Like, where are we getting sedimentation? What banks need to be repaired? So they worked with our Aquatic Habitat Restoration Enhancement Section to start these restoration efforts.
So are the shoal bass endangered?
No, but they are a species of special concern by the American Fisheries Society.
You said there's only a few places that the shoal bass live?
Yes. So in they're mostly in the Apalachicola, Chattahoochee, and Flint River systems. Uh-huh. And in Florida, our only naturally reproducing population is right there in the Chipola River. And it's a very small section of the river that you usually find them, because they tend to be associated with these rocky limestone habitats of like medium to fast flow. And so it's mostly a little north of Mariana, maybe the caverns, all the way down to Clarksville is where you'll find them. Mm-hmm. But primarily they occur between Spring Creek, which flows out of Merritt's Mill Pond, down to Johnny Boy Landing. So, I mean, that's really only maybe 16 miles of really good habitat, and between, you know, 25 and 30 miles, river miles of, you know, possible habitat right there in the Chipola River.
And it's okay to fish them?
Yes, it is.
During the season, which is when?
So you can fish for them year-round. What we do have is we want anglers to know that there is a different regulation for shoal bass than there is for largemouth bass. So recently we had a statewide black bass regulation change where for largemouth bass, there's no longer a 12-inch minimum length limit. You can still keep five black bass, which includes largemouth bass, shoal bass, swanee bass, etc. But for largemouth bass, there's no longer that 12-inch minimum. Four can be any size less than 16 inches, and you can have one largemouth bass 16 inches or greater. But for shoal bass, since they are less abundant than largemouth, and they do have a higher mortality than largemouth, and they only occur in that one little area pretty much, we left the 12-inch minimum for shoal bass on there. So you can still only keep one shoal bass larger than 16 inches, but the other four have to be anywhere between 12 and 16 inches. And there's also a catch and release conservation zone that we established between Peacock Bridge and Johnny Boy Landing. So that is catch and release for shoal bass only, and that's the best section of the river where we have the highest amount of spawning habitat. So we really wanted to protect that section. So you can still catch and keep largemouth in that section, but obviously we're asking folks to release any shoal bass they catch on that stretch of river.
Okay. In case you didn't note that all and you want to go bass fishing, tell us your website and contact information where we can get those specifics and more information.
Sure. So if you go to myfwc.com, so M-Y-F as in Florida, W as in wildlife, C as in conservation.com, and then you can, you know, obviously you can type in shoal bass, or you can go to the freshwater fishing and look up the regulations. They try to keep them up to date. We also have fishing forecasts on that website.
Perfect.
And another thing you can find on that website will be information on how to tell apart the different black bass species.
Oh, interesting. All right. Okay, we'll talk more about freshwater fishing. We'll play a few tunes and get into the mix on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Stars, a magic mushroom cloud of care, a potion not to rock, the boat will rock, make up on my love and blow it dark. I did it, do you think I've gone too far? I did it, guilty as charged. I did it, was me right or wrong? A single thing to change the ugly ways of the world. I didn't know it felt so right inside. I didn't know it all. I opened up the curtains, I heard sirens there, the lights flash and crawl. But I did it justice, I just did it for a buzz. Oh. Nickel or a dime for what I've done. The truth is that I don't really care. For such a lovely crime, I'll do the time. You better lock me up, I'll do it again. I did it. Do you think I've gone too far? I did it. Guilty as charged. I did it. Was me right or wrong? I did it. Yeah. I never did a single thing, but did a single thing. Change the ugly ways of the world. I didn't know it felt so right inside. I didn't know it all. I opened up the
curtains, I heard sirens, then the lights flash and crawl. But I did it justice, I just did it for us all, you know. All you people are the skewers of our dreams, like the cat that collared me.
Oh, what I gotta say to you, you got love, don't turn it down, turn it loud, let it dim. We got a long way to go, but you got some stars somewhere.
Go down the door, spread the love you got to know. You get what you want, doesn't matter where you get it from. I'm the one, don't turn my cheek for anyone. I'll turn your cheek to give you love left at home. I did it. Do you think I've gone too far? I did it. Guilty as charged. I did it. Was me right or wrong? I did it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did it. I've told you, I told you, I we'll be right back.
lifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light.
Our life as it shapes the land that it flows through. It was here before us and hopefully will be here after we're gone, and it's up to us to ensure its flow. The Chipola is one of these rivers. This is part of its story and how we're helping it continue to flow.
WKGC, your local public radio station. Just a short clip of the Chipola River video that's available on YouTube, courtesy of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. We have Katie Woodside and Becca Nelson with us here this morning to tell us a little more about the video and what they're up to, conservation efforts of the Chipola River and freshwater fishing and all kinds of great things going on there. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Hi.
So that was a little clip of the video off YouTube, and it's beautiful scenery. I mean, the video is absolutely, you've got to watch it, but it's wonderful to experience in itself, in reality, too. The Chipola River, it's right nearby.
Yeah, kind of a different look at Florida, too, because you don't think of that kind of scenery and being on Florida. Mostly I think of Florida as sandy beaches with sun, mm-hmm. covered with sunburned
exactly.
people. But this is a part of Florida a lot of people haven't seen.
And you can still get a tan while you're fishing.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the Chipola River flows from, you know, Alabama down, you know, through Dead Lakes to the Apalachicola River. And, you know, it's a beautiful, clear, spring-fed system. So when you're in the upper Chipola, it's, you know, except if you get heavy rains, it's clear, mm-hmm. you know. Beautiful to swim in, fun to paddle. And then you get further down, you get into Dead Lakes where it's more like a cypress swamp. So, you know, you definitely have, you know, two different areas mm-hmm. of the Chipola that
would
are worth exploring.
Would this be a good place to go kayak fishing?
Absolutely.
Now, I've tried this before, and I didn't catch any fish. And I don't know why our Yeah, it's a little loud. Well, you wanted it loud, Tom. You turned it up loud. And
I noticed our guests are beginning to talk softly because I turned the headphones up too much. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay. So is everyone happy with the headphones?
I think we're good now.
We're having
a
conversation here.
Sorry. Okay. I was trying not to interrupt you.
But I've tried kayak fishing before, and maybe I needed a few more lessons, but I didn't come up with anything that day. It was quite windy, and I think we were on Black Creek, and it was very windy, and every time I cast a line, my kayak just got blown into the weeds. Yeah. I mean, I was just stuck in the dunes.
Well, I mean, it definitely takes some practice, but, you know, you could also try to anchor your boat, or you could pull it to shore and wade out.
Anchor. That's what I forgot.
Or you could wade out a little bit, and obviously in the Chipolo, since I said that's limestone, in some of the areas you might want to make sure you have some booties or some shoes on or something.
Okay.
You
just
can't
get
cut
out
your feet
of the kayak.
Limestone. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
It just takes practice, I think, too. I know the first time my husband and I tried to fish out of a doubles kayak together, it was a mess. You know, you got the treble hook flying past your face, you know. Then we got a bigger, you know, skinoo, and it was a lot more comfortable for me. So.
Okay. All right.
Explain dead lakes. I realize it's an area or somewhere near Wewahitchka, but explain where the term came from and what is it?
So pretty much dead lakes used to be dammed up, which, you know, I believe is part of what made it more of a quote-unquote lake, but obviously it's just a part of the Chipola River where the river goes more out in the floodplain. And I believe, I mean, I don't know 100%, but because of all the dead cypress trees in the lake, that's probably where the name, you know, originated.
Okay, from the dead trees. Sure. Okay. Now, tell us...
I'm sorry. I was going to follow up on dead lake. Now, is that a major ecosystem now? I mean, is this a wetland or... I have never been over there, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, a great place to start there is if you go a little north of Wewahitchka on 71 and you make a right into... There's like a Dead Lakes Park Recreation Area. Mm-hmm. There's a boat ramp right there that puts you out into West Arm Creek. So that's a good place, and you could go there and paddle as well. Now, it has a lot of stumps, so... if you're new, I definitely recommend, you know, bringing a GPS or paying attention to where you are, because it's very easy to get turned around in the main part of the lake. But you basically just follow West Arm Creek into Dead Lakes proper itself, which, like I said, is just a part of the Chipola River.
Okay.
But that's, you know, a great place to fish as well. It's very popular for bluegill and red ear or shellcracker, as most people call them.
Wow. So. Tell us a little more about the information you've collected on the local area, and are there any conservation areas we should be aware of? Is there any concern, any area of concern that folks can help you out with?
Okay. Well, one partner that I failed to mention on the video or with our conservation efforts on the Chipola River is the National Fish Habitat Partnership and the Southeast Aquatic Resources Partnership, which is a member of that group. But they've been helping us with those restoration efforts on the upper Chipola River, like I said, with fencing to keep cattle out, alternative drinking water sources for the cattle to keep cows from getting into the Chipola River.
What's wrong with the cows drinking the water?
Sounds natural to me.
Yeah,
sounds natural. The problem is, you know, as the cattle go down to the banks, they're creating more and more erosion. Sedimentation is a big problem for the fish in the Chipola. It can cause gill abrasion, it can smother eggs, fish eggs, etc. So, and obviously if you just enjoy paddling and the scenery, it's going to muddy up the water. So, you know, you're really looking for that clear spring fed that you want the cattle to keep out. So we're trying to establish wells or fencing to keep the cattle more on the property instead of going into the river itself.
All right. Okay. That makes sense then. Yeah. We can find some other places for them to drink water. What else should we be concerned about or...
Well, definitely.
Things are going well.
You know, things are going pretty well. I mean, obviously, you know, some areas have problems with water withdrawals, with people taking out too much water. You know, other places have issues where you might have too much nitrates or nutrients going into a system, you know, whether that's from agriculture
or
people fertilizing their lawns right before a heavy rain or something like that. And that can result into, say, like algae blooms or something like that. So.
Okay.
you always want to be aware of like what you're putting, you know, on your lawn,
sure.
especially if you live right near the water, might eventually end up.
Which a lot of people in Bay County do. And there are a lot of places on the water, so we all need to be concerned. Now, what's your favorite spot to fish?
Oh, well, mostly I do a lot of saltwater fishing, but, you know, I do really love paddling the Chipola River.
Okay.
Holmes Creek is also very pretty. So I really like all the river systems that we have, you know, in Florida. You kind of can get away from it all.
So what about you, Becca? What's your favorite fishing spot?
I like to saltwater fish as well. I haven't done much freshwater fishing, but maybe I can get Katie to give me some pointers.
Yeah.
Or take me out there sometime, because I would love to. This video, I've never actually been on the Chipola in, like, you know, great detail, but seeing the video, it's exciting. It makes you want to.
It does make you want to go.
It makes you want to get out there. It's just.
It sure does.
It looks awesome. So
be careful when setting the hook.
Yeah. And if you don't have your own boat, there are two canoe outfitters on the Chipola River.
Okay.
I think there's Bear Paw. And I think there's a Chipola River Outfitter. So if you don't have your own canoe or kayak and you want to do a float trip, you know, there are outfitters that will, you know, shuttle.
Right there, rather than.
And you can rent a kayak or canoe. Exactly.
Or rather than lugging it out there.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely recommend, if you can go during the weekday in the summertime, I might recommend that if you're fishing versus the weekend, because there's a lot of tubers in the summer on the Chipola River as well.
So. Yeah, that could make for a safety concern.
How fast is the water moving in the Chipola?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It definitely varies a lot. Obviously, in the spring, you know, you can get some heavy rains. It can be going pretty fast to the point where I wouldn't want to get in a boat. So you can always go online, and USGS has, you know, the river levels or the gauges. I usually look at Mariana. So right now it's, you know, moving pretty average or a little on the low side. So it's most of the time it's pretty safe to go in, but in the springtime I definitely would look at the gauge. You can look at what the average level is and see where you're at now.
Now, do we need a fishing license though, right?
You're fishing, yes.
If we're going to fish, and we can do that how?
You can purchase those at stores like, you know, Walmart, other ones like that. You can't actually come to the regional office, but we have information about.
Can I do it online?
Yes,
you can.
Okay.
You can do that as well. And
that's
probably
easy.
Easier to do that.
There's also a phone number, I believe, you can call in.
And just do your credit card over the phone. It's
correct.
Not very expensive. How much is it?
I think it's about, I know it's about $17 for saltwater fishing. So I think it's on the same for freshwater.
Yep.
And that lasts you all year.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's
great. Your license.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. We'll talk a little more fishing when we come back. We'll play some Mr. Mister on the mix on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Machine, it's where I find myself again.
10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Yes, she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes.
WKGC, your local public radio station. We have Gone Country this morning. It's Alan Jackson and ladies from Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Thank you for joining us to talk to us about freshwater fishing. We also have to say thank you to one of our sponsors. Brandon has our underwriter announcement for this morning.
Yep, and today programming on WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell. Bill's not just a certified financial planner, he's also certified in long-term care, and he's a retirement income certified professional. He's been in the financial business for, well, a long time, longer than I've been around at least. And if you'd like to discuss your finances, you can contact Bill at cordellwealthmanagement.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Brandon.
I know Bill, and he's just a really nice guy. So, and Brandon, I have sneakers that are older than you are.
Yeah, that's true.
And if your business is considering sponsoring a show here, you can find out all the details on that at WKGC.org. Ladies, tell us again about freshwater fishing that's going on in some great spots around the area to do that. And also, you know, tell us what we should do as far as being respectful to nature, the Chipola River, and you guys, too, like getting our licenses. What would happen if I went fishing on the Chipola and didn't have a license?
Well, you could be stopped, obviously, by an FWC officer, and then you would be fined.
How often does that happen? Do FWC officers make a lot of arrests?
I mean, they make a lot of stops. Just, you know, for resource inspection, just to make sure people have their fishing license, that, you know, they're doing it properly. So, it's better to just have it, you know? Mm-hmm.
It's and it's not very expensive.
It's not, and, you know, it's all for conservation, so...
And you can click through at myfwc.com.
That's right.
Right? It's very easy. So no excuses.
Right. And a lot of the money, you know, when you buy your registration for your boat or you buy fishing tackle or you buy a license, that's money that's going to go into sport fish restoration programs. So that's money that's going to go into either a restoration project or... it might go into maintaining a boat ramp or, you know, okay. a dock alongside a boat ramp. So that's going to end up going back to you probably in some way or another.
That's great. Yeah. So no reason not to. We were watching part of your Chipola River video, which is newly released on YouTube. So stop by YouTube and give that a look. It'll make you want to go out on the river.
Yeah. We'll have a link to that up on our website shortly, so you can come and visit us on our website. And producer Brandon promises me he'll get a link up to your and it's a beautifully done video. And
it is.
I think if you haven't looked at that part of Florida, you'll be surprised at how beautiful the state of Florida really is.
Yeah,
it's not just beaches.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Just beautiful. Anything else you want to add that's going on at the FWC we should know about before we wrap it up?
We've always got a lot going on.
You do. You send press releases and I'm like, oh, wow, bear hunting, alligator, fishing, what do I talk about? It seems like a fun place to work.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, you know, we work on a variety of things. Even in my job, it could be anything from creating a brochure to material for a website mm-hmm. to interviewing fishermen
right.
to electrofishing, doing our sport fish surveys, our fish community surveys. So it's
never
a
similar
variety.
Day.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's always different.
Yeah. What's the best way to get to the video on YouTube? What's the best way to link there?
So, like I said, you can either just in your search engine type in Chipola and the word flow, or you can go to our Trophy Catch Florida channel on YouTube.
Great.
It came right up. I typed in flow Chipola River. I got the flow rates. I got the actual flow rates, and the second thing down was your video. So,
all right. Well, before we go, I want to remind everyone here at Gulf Coast State College, registration is still open for summer sessions, but that closes on Monday.
Uh-oh.
So time to register for summer sessions C, E, and F. They're still open, but you've only got till Monday. You want to click through on your registration, too, if you're doing some summer classes. Same with the community swim lessons.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new session starting next week, so get your kids in on that as well. What's our website? Gulfcoast.edu.
Gulfcoast.edu.
And that gives you all the information there. And the sports camps are at gcathletics.com. Mm-hmm. We'll check in with some of our sponsors and the weather on the mix on GC 90.7 FM and HD.
Programming on GC 90.7 FM is sponsored by Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union. Panhandle offers a full array of products and services, including a variety of loan products. Membership is available if you live, work, or attend school in the Greater Bay, Holmes, Washington, or Jackson County area. For more details, you can visit one of the six area locations, including a new branch on North Highway 231, or visit pefcu.org. Panhandle Educators Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.